Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women. This is your host, Francine Ellen Humphrey. And as always, it is my pleasure and my delight to be with you. You have been listening to Day by Day, and it is instrumental, of course. And that's how we live our life, day by day. We can't change yesterday. We don't know the future, but we can only work on today. And I am so very happy that you took time out of your busy schedule to join Issues Concerning Women. We're on every Thursday night at 8:30, and normally we start a little bit earlier, but it's usually 8:30, and we're trying to make sure that we keep our commitments, and I am on location tonight, so I'm not at my office, but I did not want to miss my show tonight because it's very important to me that I stay in contact with you. So thank you so much for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, and if you have any questions about the program, you can call me after the show at 757-567-6734. That's 757-567-6734. If you're a longtime listener, thank you very much for listening to Issues Concerning Women. If this is your first time, we thank you as well. We are all about doing what we do. We're a consulting firm. We work with businesses and personal consulting, business development. We're here to help you to get to where you want to go. We want to start you where you are today, and that's why I love my little intro song, Day by Day. Start you where you are, get you on your journey, and help you to succeed in life and to live your best life. We have a couple of announcements to make for tonight. Issues Concerning Women will be in Atlanta the 27th, 28th, and 29th of April. We're going to do a Girlfriends Weekend Getaway. So if you are in the Atlanta area and you would like to meet myself and my group, please email me at icwdirector@gmail.com so that we can let you know where we're going to be on location and what we're going to be doing and all the wonderful events that are going to happen that weekend. So we're definitely looking forward to that. And June, we're going to be in Elizabeth, New Jersey at PSU Training Center with my good friend, Lalisa Williams, and we don't have any dates yet, but we're working on some things that I'm going to do there with her. In September, we're doing our leadership summit, and it's going to be awesome. It's going to be women from different states going to come together, and we're going to meet in New Jersey to have a wonderful summit, so you don't want to miss that. So stay tuned for information as we get closer to the time frame for that, because we're going to be putting those things out for our leadership program. Now, Issues Concerning Women has a leadership series right here in Hampton Roads that you can join. And if you need more information, you can call me. And some things are going to be going up on Facebook and Eventbrite shortly so that you will know what's happening in Hampton Roads. May the 5th, we're having our spring conference, and we're going to be talking about balancing our life. Balancing your mind, body, soul, and spirit, and how we live as Christians, and how we can lead forward by being the leaders that God has called us to be. So there's a lot going on. May the 12th, there's going to be an executive meeting reception in Virginia Beach. We haven't set the location yet, but you get that information as well. So much going on in Hampton Hills. We want you to be a part of it and join us in participate in all of the upcoming programs. And if you have anything that you would like us to come to, please email me, icwdirector@gmail.com. Go to the website, check us out, find out what we're all about, and then just get in touch with us, and we'll be more than happy to accommodate you and come to your events as well. So we're not one-sided. It's not just us wanting you to come to our things, but we want to participate with you and join forces with any businesses, nonprofits, and personal venues that are interested in joining with Issues Concerning Women. If this is your first time tuning into the program, you may not know much about us, but Issues Concerning Women is about empowering women to be their best, to take who they are right now and do the transformations that are needed so that they can be the best woman that they can be. We're also an advocate for women, so we are a voice for those who otherwise would not be heard. We are definitely all about family, about our children, about community, and just working together to get so many things done. And we just look forward to all that is happening here in Hampton Roads and looking forward to partner again with other organizations. My other company, which is Marcine Designs, just did a partnership with Jennifer Hyman, which is the perfect gift. I talked about her last week on the show, and or was the week before, I believe. And we are doing these kind of things because we make our businesses stronger when we partner with somebody else. So if you're struggling in your business and you need a consultant, please call me and let me know so that we can talk to you or leave me a message here on the message board at Blog Talk Radio. Email me or give me a phone call, and I'll give you that information at the end of the show. Issues Concerning Women also is our mission to be there for women and their families so that they are not alone, because you're not alone. There's always somebody to help you, somebody that you can reach out to. And if I can't help you, then I'll direct you to the path that you need to go on to get the kind of help that you need. So tonight, since we're talking about leadership, we want to talk a little bit about our businesses, where we're going. Are we leading forward? And that should be on everybody's agenda. You can't lean back and think that things are going to get done. You have to lead forward. You have to move from where you are to get what you need. Do you plan your business activities in advance or simply trust that everything will work out? You know, some of us do that. We don't know where we're going in the future because we haven't made any plans. And there's power in the plans, and I talk about that all the time because, you know, that's my book that's coming out soon, Power in the Plan. If you don't have a plan, then guess what? You're not going to move. You're just going to sit there and continue to do the same things over and over again, get the same results, and not be happy with what you're getting. But once you have established a plan and you start to lead forward, you will find out how wonderful life can be, how you can get so much done in a short period of time if you're willing to put the work together to do it. So don't be afraid. Don't procrastinate. I was at a meeting with CCE on Tuesday night, and there was a young lady there, and she was talking about she procrastinates. And I understand that because some of us, we have so much to do. We're just afraid. We can't get everything done, so we do nothing. And then when we're doing nothing, the percentages of our work and our business and our life go down instead of going up because we're not doing the things that we're supposed to do. We're not in our places where we're supposed to be. So if you're that person that has not made any plans in advance and you just think everything's going to be all right, you're going to be in trouble because guess what? Nothing's going to happen because you're not doing anything to get everything done. So we just want you to think about where you are and make those plans. And there's a scripture in Proverbs, and I believe it's Proverbs 21:5. The plans of the diligent lead surely to advantage, but everyone who is hasty comes surely to poverty. Which kind of, in a nutshell, means if you don't have any plans and you just do things haphazardly and in haste and don't make good decisions, then guess what? You're not going to be profitable in your business. You're actually going to end up on more than your business is worth because it's not going to grow. You're going to spend money that you don't have, buying products and things that you don't need at this particular point because you didn't have any plans in the first place. So you just went out and bought things because you thought that was a good idea at the time. But most of the times, that is not the case. You want to make sure that first you are on the right path, you're in line with what has been ordained just for you, that you be a little bit selfish about who you are, how do you spend your time, that you learn how to say no to projects and things that don't involve you, that are not going to help you in your business, things that are not going to help you to prosper, you have to learn to say no to. It's wonderful to volunteer, and I do a lot of that. I do a lot of giving, and I do it because it's from my heart, and that's what I want to do. But you may not have time to do that right now because some of my clients and my listeners are still working their full-time jobs, and then they're trying to run their businesses. So they don't have any more hours to volunteer. They try to do things at church. And that's important. So if you're in the nursing field, let's say, and you nurse, you know, 50 hours a week, maybe the only volunteering you can do is at your church on Sunday to try to help do some of the nursing duties at your church. So just think about that. Think about what you can do to give. But also at the same time, only do the things that are going to make sense to your life. You cannot do two or three different organizations when you're working 50, 60 hours a week, plus trying to do church and then maybe join one women's club. You know, and all these things are important, but you have to prioritize what is most important to you. And, again, I'm going to say this. You have to be a little bit selfish. You have to learn how to say, no, this is not for me. This is not where I am right now. This is what I need to do so that my business or my career is on target and that I'm leaning forward and I'm leading forward knowing what I have to do and all the things that I have to accomplish in this year. As you know, see right now, we're already into April. You know, we're in the fourth month of the year. Time waits for no one. So you just can't sit there. And if you're not doing something day by day to accomplish your goals, then guess what? Nothing's going to happen. You're a procrastinator. You're not going to grow the business. You have to work it. You have to move each day to get something done so that next you can do this and next you can do that. But if you haven't finished the first goal, then you can't move on so you feel stuck in a rut, which is really sad for some of us. So each day we have to think about where we are, and we have to plan. Our business soon becomes unfocused because we are unclear where we want to go and what we want to do. So in the midst of all of this, you're thinking, I'll have no more hours in the day. I don't know how I'm going to get this done. One of the reasons why you're feeling overwhelmed is because, one, you're doing things that don't have anything to do with your business or career or your family. Two, you haven't planned anything, so you don't have an agenda to go by. And three, you're still saying yes to things that are not important to you at this particular time. Of course, family is our number one concern, and family should be. And we should be there for our families, our kids who have activities that we have to go to. We have to pick them up and drop them off, and we have to attend these events for our kids. But we also have to make time for ourselves as well. That is why it's so important that we get away, doing the girlfriend's getaway. If it's even nothing more than going to the oceanfront, I'm going to tell you guys, I have wonderful, wonderful friends, and I think I've said this before, and a friend of mine gave me a weekend at the Hilton at the oceanfront. That was the best medicine that anybody could have given me. I was so grateful, and that's the word that I have to say. And by God's grace, knowing how much my friends care about me and knowing how much my well-being is important to them, and that's important. And if you don't have friends like that, you need to look at your friends. If your friends don't care that you're stressed out or that you're overworked or you're not accomplishing any goals because they're all the time being needy, you need to look at your friends. Look at who you're hanging around with. Are your friends draining you dry? Are they sucking all of the life out of you because you're that person that's always giving and loving? Then you need to get some new friends. And again, my word tonight is you need to be selfish. You need to say, you know what? I can't do this anymore. When that you have caller ID, I know that you do. When that person calls you, that's going to suck the rest of the life out of you, that little bit that you have left, suck your oxygen out of your body for that hour that he or she is going to stay on the phone and complain about something, then you need to stop taking that phone call and only speaking to him or her when it's appropriate for you to do so. You can't get anything done if your mind is fucked up with everybody else's problems and plans and you're not doing things for yourself. So I hope that you're understanding what I'm saying. I'm not saying not to do things for anybody, but I'm saying you must have a plan and you must be clear. Because we are unclear where we want to go and what we need to do, we're never going to change. In the midst of changing circumstances and a highly competitive marketplace, we may become confused about how we should be investing our time and our resources. We're going to be confused about what we should be doing right now at this particular time. Or we're going to be doing things, again, that we have no time really to be doing. So, you know, it's important that we figure out what we want to do and we talk to somebody else, because a lot of times it's just a matter of talking to somebody, figuring out, you know, what you want to do, getting with a consultant or a coach or a counselor. Does not have to be me. I recommend that you go to somebody that you know, somebody that you trust, and work with them. find out what you need to do, because unless you do that, then you're never going to stop doing the things that are causing you to procrastinate, stop doing the things that are going to help you lead forward. You're not going to be good for anybody, and you're not going to get anything done. So I want you to just think about that tonight. Think about what you're doing for yourself and investing in yourself. Confusion can quickly give way to disagreement and disappointment and loss of hope when matters take a turn for the worse. So when you're working on your career or your business or a project that you have a deadline for, if you're not doing the things that you're supposed to do, it does disturb you. It does bother you, because if you're that kind of person that's used to getting things done, and now all of a sudden you're not able to because you're so busy doing things that you should not be doing, then there's a problem. Here we go. Again, I'll keep saying it's a problem, and we have to learn how to live, what, day by day, live our lives like we mean it and do the things that are important for us. So I'm just so excited that you tuned in today to Issues Concerning Women, the radio show. I will be on next Thursday at 8:30, so please tell a friend. I'm excited to always be with you, and knowing that if you know something that I say may spark something in you, and then something I may not say or something that you hear in my voice may make you get up and go out and write your business plan or go out and write some goals that you have to set. We have to have a plan. We have to create a vision within ourselves so that we can look beyond where we are. And it's okay if you only do a short-term goals. You don't have to do 10 years if that's not for you, if you're not that person that's on that path. If you need to focus on the next 6, 7, 8, 9 months, then you do that, and you stay focused on that, and you do what's right for you. If you're the kind of person that can write the goals for 9 months and then extend on to 5 years and 10 years, then you do that. If you need help with it, you can get my book, There's Power in Plan. I have an audio that you can listen to. It helps you outline where you want to go. It talks about your health, your wealth, the well-being, how you're going to get from point A to point B, how you're going to live from where you are right now into your future. So please consider getting that book. It's a great little book, and it's an easy read, so I'm sure that you will enjoy it. When we're establishing objectives, we need to make sure that we have quality and measurable goals that we can take action to right now, that we have a vision, and that we plan, take the steps, and we start today, and we move forward, and we tear down all the objections that are in our way. We go around them, we go right over them, we go through them, but whatever's in your way, don't let it stop you from being the best you that you can be. Don't let it stop you from living your life the way that you want to live it. That's what it's all about, living for today, living day by day, knowing how important we are to others, and reaching out and giving a little of yourself when you can, and being selfish when you need to. Because why? It is important. The question of the day was, do you plan your business activities in advance, or you simply trust that everything will work out? Well, I hope you can answer that question now. I gave you a few little tips about how you can go about doing that, making plans, setting goals, knowing what you want, leading forward. Getting my book is going to help you. There's Power in the Plans, attending our leadership workshops. If you need more information, the number is 757-567-6734. We look so forward to being with you again next week. We are just ecstatic anytime we're on the air. Have a happy, happy Easter for Holy Week. For some of you that are listening, we God bless you, and know that there is power in the plan. And we love you. God bless you. And good night.